back in like the 11th grade, I think it was 11th grade, I was just done with school, fed up with it. I wanted to drop out and just, I don't know, find something else to do because I figured out I didn't need school or anything. McFadgen, Bope, and Stahl helped me kind of just stay on track and just keep digging, pushing through it. And luckily I did, and we went to Skills USA my senior year. I got first in the state of North Dakota and then went to Kentucky, competed down there, and that was a lot of fun. And then that's when I knew I wanted to do something with cars, you know. And then I went out to California for a year for UTI, which is a automotive college, a tech school. Went out there for a year, and I liked it. I mean, it was a lot of fun working on cars, learning all about the new technology, but I knew I didn't want to just work on everyday cars every single day. It just wasn't something I was completely into. I mean, I like it as a hobby, but not every day. So I knew I wanted to do something with the automotive field, just faster and cooler. So that's when I decided to go move out to North Carolina for NASCAR Tech, it's called. And that was a six-month program. I finished that, and a month before I graduated, one of the instructors came up to me and heard of a job opening at Penske, and put my resume in, and they gave me a call, had an interview, and then didn't hear anything for like 3 months. And then they gave me a call and made me an offer, and then I ended up getting the job there. And
cool.
Yeah, kind of my dream come true, I guess. I got some good scholarships from Skills USA and really good grants. Normally that school would be about $45,000 with the NASCAR portion. I got really good grants and scholarships and everything, so I didn't pay anything for the NASCAR portion. I paid $12,000 for the Universal Technical Institute portion of it, so I mean, that's good deal right there. I mean, that's a good portion cut out.
Tell them what you did.
They called me back a couple of times to come speak to the future students. They had me go up there and just kind of tell what they needed to look for and what they needed to do if they came to NASCAR Tech, or if they wanted to do anything else in life, you know, just kind of keep your head down and don't let things get you down. Just keep pushing on through and see the bigger picture.
Give us an update. How are things going? Tell us where you're at and where you're working at, okay?
All right. Things are going good. I moved down to Huntersville, North Carolina. I'm working for Penske Racing in based out of Mooresville, North Carolina. It's a NASCAR team. Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski, and Ryan Blaney all drive for them. It's a ton of fun. I started off being a debrief mechanic, so when the cars came back from the race, I stripped them completely down, tore out interiors, motors, trans, everything, got them all ready for sandblasting, and then they went to the sandblasters, came back, and then we reassemble them. And now, actually, I went from tearing them down to actually assembly now, so I cut and make all the side skirts for them and the front splitters and brake lines and put them in and help them install motors or whatever else they need once I'm done with my tasks.
You know, you went from a dropout to something like this. What's this mean to you, to your whole life? I mean, you're just excited. You look like you're excited and happy.
Oh, yeah, I am. I just, a year ago even, you say I'd be working for one of the best NASCAR teams around. I would have been like, yeah, right, that ain't gonna happen. And 2 years ago, I'd be like, that's never gonna happen, you know? But it's crazy that your dreams actually can come true, you know? I mean, hard work and just dedication, things happen. Being at the right place, right time, and it's unreal, you know? It's something that, it hits you, and once it hits you, it's just unreal to think about it.
Tell us where you got the training from in Valley City.
Cheyenne Valley Career and Area Career and Technical Center. Definitely helped me out, man. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be without Skills, Ford, AAA, McFadgen, Stahl, Mr. Bope, everybody up here. It's just, I mean, they're all a huge support system. And my family and friends, of course. I couldn't do it without them. I wouldn't be here without them.
White, you're young, so you're working your way up, but work your way to become a senior mechanic, or do they have certain grades of mechanics for the Penske company?
Yeah, they have just different groups you can be in. I'm working my way into being a road mechanic is what I want to do. Ultimately, I want to change tires. That's some big competition I'm up against there. I want to be just on the road, traveling with them, be like a shock mechanic or a undercar mechanic. Whatever you want to go into, they'll put you into. Whether you want to be into fabrication, they'll eventually work you into that. you got to prove yourself to them pretty much. And like you said, seniority is big too. We have guys there that have been there for 30 years, which is pretty unheard of for a race team, you know, especially NASCAR.
What's your potential as you move along? Can you give us a minimum and a max?
A lot of on the road guys, they look at six figures a year. Me, I wouldn't have much experience, so I'd look at probably like 80,000 probably starting being on the road, and then just work your way up from there. I know a couple of guys who are making 150,000 on the road. They've been on the road for like 5 years.
Can you imagine what some of them guys with 10, 20 years experience are making?
Right, exactly. You know, the sky's the limit with something like that, and it's just, and that's the thing. I love what I'm doing, and plus, I mean, it's, you wake up every morning happy to go out and do what you do. That makes pay not really matter, you know? I mean, it does, but
so
not as much.
It's great to be loving what you do.
Right, you right.
Work. Are you working 5 days a week or 7 days a week at certain stretches?
Sometimes, it's a rarity to work a Saturday. Sometimes I'll be on call if they go out wind tunnel testing on a Friday night or something, and they need to change something. They'll bring the car back, and then they'll call us on Saturday to come tear it down so they can fix whatever needs to be fixed on it. You know, if they don't like the way the air is moving around the car, then they have to re-weld whatever it needs to be re-welded or whatever. And really, they're pretty good. You get there at 7 o'clock, you're out by 4:30, and they're pretty good about that, which is another big plus. Some race teams, you know, you work 7 days a week, every day of the week, you know.
Once you're on the road.
Once you're on the road, that's a different story. Yeah, you get one day off when you're on the road. But
are you looking at maybe graduating to that level this coming summer?
I'm hoping so, but it's probably looking like next season is when I'll be on the road. 2019 is probably when I'm looking at it.